Good afternoon, Lexington. This is Lydia Jacobs. You are listening to Aging Adventures on WLXU 93.9 Lexington Community Radio. Wow, I just came in. It feels a little warmer than it did. It's not too bad. The sun's out now, so I'm feeling a little bit more positive than I did this morning when it was cloudy and cold. But listening to our weather people, it's going to be very cold tomorrow. I'm thinking tomorrow will be a day to stay in, have a good book, or maybe do some binge watching of your favorite TV shows, whatever you have going on. We got Martin Luther King Day coming up. We've got all of January coming up, all of February. Hopefully in the next week or two, I'll be able to get some guests back. It's hard to get guests to come on, between Thanksgiving and New Year's. It's people have so much they're doing. And, my radio show, unfortunately, and I can't understand why, does not fit into most people's plans. But we're going to get some things going. We're going to be talking to different people. We've got Lexington has some great conferences coming up in the spring and over the summer. I'm going to talk about one of them here in a minute. But we got plenty to talk about throughout 2017. I see my boss every day, obviously. She's my boss. But I told my boss yesterday, I said, can you believe it is 2017? I remember when it was like 1999 and it was like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen when 2000 hits? What's going to happen to the computers? What's going to happen? And back in 1982, we were thinking by the year 2020, we would all be roboted and we'd have disks and jump drives in us and we would be able to just fly to work in 2 minutes and wouldn't be driving. So much has changed, and it seems like I'm not going to say my age, but I graduated from high school in the mid-80s. So, but I understand now how people say time goes faster when you get older, because it does. You know, every year most people set a New Year's resolution, or maybe set a goal. This year I would like to read 20 books, or this year I would like to get to church 3 Sundays a week, or maybe start Sunday school, or this year I would like to take a class. You know, most people have goals. There's always the weight loss goals. There's always the eating healthy goals. But it seems like, you know, I write down, you know, I love making lists. So I'm always writing something down. And so I kind of make a list of things I want to get done. And back 2016, I'm looking at that list now and it's still the same list. So I think I'm just going to reuse that list for 2017 since I didn't get much marked off of it. But that's kind of like, you know, just to kind of stay on the ball, keep up with work, keep up with the show, keep up with family stuff. That's different than New Year's resolutions. Did you all do New Year's resolutions? What did everybody, you know, is it weight loss? Is it just trying to be healthier? Just trying to maybe eat a piece of fruit a day? Trying to eat 3 pieces of fruit a week? You know, it's hard to December 31st be acting one way and change overnight. I'm not a big believer in, oh, I'm going to start eating healthy January 1st, 7:30 a.m., I think you got to kind of ease into it. You got to make it a positive experience. Eat a piece of fruit Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can do that. And then maybe March or April, well, I've done it for 3 months, 3 days a week. Maybe I'll move into eating a piece of fruit 4 days a week, or walking. You know, it's hard right now, January and February, and sometimes March, to get out and walk. You can always walk at the mall. You can always, a lot of our bigger churches here in town have gyms, and some of them have walking tracks. You can always join a gym, but not all of our gyms have walking tracks. They have treadmills, which some people might not be comfortable on, but you can always go to Fayette Mall and walk in the morning, walk during the day. And if you walk at Fayette Mall during the day, you can window shop, you can look at the people. There's stuff to do, kind of keep your mind off of the fact that you're trying to exercise. But, you know, you could start walking now. If you haven't set a New Year's goal, tell yourself, I'm going to walk somewhere 2 days a week for 20 minutes. And you start doing it. And by the time it gets to be April, May, you might be up to walking 3 days a week for 30 minutes. And you might feel comfortable walking outside in your neighborhood or going somewhere and walking at Jacobson Park or somewhere. Masterson Station has a really nice walk and track out there. So, and Fayette County, Lexington, Fayette, Urban County Government has put in some walking trails around. And so there, you know, that would be a nice thing to aim towards for the spring and the summer. So if you haven't set a New Year's goal, you do it or you don't. But if you haven't, it's not too late. Set small goals. Set little things that you know you can do and you can feel good about and just kind of build on it to help you become a better you, not just for yourself, but for your friends and your family, but most importantly, to take care of you. So that's what New Year's goals are for, is to help you take care of you. Like I said, we don't have a guest today, so we're going to be just kind of playing some different music, and we'll see what we can get into and what we can talk about, and we'll get it going here in just a few minutes. This is Lydia Jacobs on Aging Adventures on 93.9 WLS. You are listening to Aging Adventures on WLXU 93.9. That's a good song. I really like that song. We've got Martin Luther King Day coming up. I was doing, that's Monday, January 16th. I was doing some background. You know, I've grown up hearing about Martin Luther King, and I didn't really know. I mean, I know he was a huge fighter, and he died at a very young age. I had no idea he died at age 39. But I found a few facts about Martin Luther King. His name, he was not given the name Martin when he was born. His name, they named him Michael Luther King Jr. But he later changed his name to Martin. I don't know why he did that. I don't have any idea. But he became Martin Luther King Jr., which is how he became known. His grandfather began his ministry as the pastor of the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, and his grandfather served from 1914 to 1931, and then Martin Luther King's father served at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta from 1960 until the present, and and Martin Luther King Jr. began serving as a co-pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta in 1960. Martin Luther King graduated from high school when he was 15 in Georgia. He attended a segregated public school in Georgia. He received his BA degree in 1948 from Morehouse College, which is in Atlanta, still there. Wonderful college. He went to theological study at Crozer Theological Seminary in Pennsylvania. He was awarded his Bachelor of Divinity in 1951. He met and married Coretta Scott. In between getting married and having two sons and two daughters, he received his doctorate degree. And man, he was very, very smart. He was very, very heartfelt about getting African Americans the rights and the acknowledgments that they deserved. He traveled between 1957 and 1968. He traveled over 6 million miles and spoke over 2,500 times, appearing whenever there was injustice or protest or action. He also wrote 5 books, and I don't have a number on the articles he wrote. He led in those years between 1957 and 1968, he led a massive protest in Birmingham, Alabama that caught the attention of not just the United States, but the entire world, providing what he called a coalition of conscience and inspiring his letter from the Birmingham jail, which was a manifesto of the Negro Revolution. We've all heard about the letter from a Birmingham jail. He planned the drives in Alabama for the registration of Negroes as voters. He directed the Peaceful March on Washington, D.C., which was attended by 250,000 people, where he gave his speech, I Have a Dream. He conferred with President John Kennedy and campaigned for President Lyndon Johnson. He was arrested upwards of 20 times and assaulted at least 4 times. He was awarded 5 honorary degrees from institutions. He was named the Time Man of the Year in 1963 and became not only the symbolic leader of American blacks, but also a world-renowned figure. He was at age 35. Now, remember, he was killed at age 39. At age 35, he was the youngest man to have received the Nobel Peace Prize. When Martin Luther King Jr. was notified that he had won the Nobel Peace Prize, he announced that he would turn over the prize money, which is a little over $54,000, to the furtherance of civil rights movement. Wow. He was so ahead of his time, but so needed in that time, but we need him now. You know what I mean? Realistically, he could still be alive, I guess. He really could be. And think of what he could be doing now with all the upheaval and everything. On the evening of April 4th, 1968, he was standing on a balcony of his motel room in Memphis, Tennessee, where he was supposed to lead a protest march in sympathy with striking garbage workers, and he was assassinated. It's been a long, long time since I've been to Memphis, Tennessee. I don't know. I wonder if they have something that shows where he was assassinated. I wonder if the hotel is still there. What I was reading didn't say where in Memphis, what hotel. But I would hope that in Memphis there's some kind of acknowledgement of him being there and having died in the middle of doing, wow, just phenomenal things for African Americans, and not just for African Americans, but for all humans, not just Americans, but everyone. When you hear quotes, I found a couple of his quotes, and a lot of them are, he said these back late 50s, 60s, but even now you hear these quotes and you're like, oh man, we could use that now. Listen to this one. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. That's a nice quote. Listen to this one. We must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools. We must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools. Wow, that's really good. Here's another one. I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. He says these quotes, and you know what he did, what he spent his very short lifetime accomplishing and trying to do. He was, what a phenomenal man. What great insight he had into how we were going to be able to use his words and his studies and his books. You read his books now, and it's relevant now, parts of it. Here's another one. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Do you believe that? If you say, oh, I don't want to, I better not say nothing. I disagree with her. I better not say nothing. If you're at work and somebody says something and you just kind of stay silent, do you believe your life is not that you're going to pass away tomorrow or next week, but when you reach a point where you're not comfortable standing up for yourself or what you believe, is that a point of your life beginning to end? Here's another one. Here's another quote from Martin Luther King Jr. I look to a day when people will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. That's a quote. We all need to repeat that daily. That's a quote for right now. I look to a day when people will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. That's a really nice quote. You are listening to Aging Adventures on WLXU 93.9. You are listening to Aging Adventures on WLXU 93.9. It is the bottom of the hour. We were just talking about Martin Luther King and the phenomenal things he did here in Lexington. You are listening to Aging Adventures 93.9 WLXU. We were talking about Martin Luther King and all the things he has done, he did, not he has done now, but things he did and how the impact, how his short life has impacted us even today. And quotes that are, I mean, are pertinent right this moment that he said 45, 50 years ago. Martin Luther King Day is coming up Monday, January 16th. A lot of our state, local, federal offices will be closed that day. Keep that in mind if you want to go down and get your license renewed while you're off work. I do believe our banks are closed, those kinds of things. The morning of Monday, January 16th, there is an event sponsored by the University of Kentucky. It will be held at Heritage Hall. That's down in the Lexington Convention Center, celebrating the life of Martin Luther King Jr. The holiday celebration will begin with a Freedom March at 10 o'clock, followed by a commemorative program at 11 in Heritage Hall. That event at Heritage Hall will feature the keynote speaker for the 2017 MLK Holiday Program, which will be the minister and civil rights advocate, Reverend Dr. Otis Moss III. Dr. Moss is the senior pastor at Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago. He has spent the last two decades practicing and preaching a black theology that calls attention to the problems of mass incarceration, environmental justice, and economic inequality. Dr. Moss is part of a new generation of ministers committed to preaching a message of love and justice, which he believes are inseparable companions that form the foundation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As part of his community engagement through Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago, Dr. Moss led the team that came up with the My Life Matters curriculum, which includes the viral video, Get Home Safely, 10 Rules of Survival, which was created in the aftermath of Michael Brown's death at the hands of the Ferguson, Missouri police. He sounds like a wonderful speaker, Dr. Moss does. I'm going to try to hit that event because I would like to hear him talk. He seems to have a very realistic view on what's going on in the African-American community. I would like to hear him talk. Plus, he sounds very smart. He's a reverend and a doctor. So I'm going to try to get down to that event on Monday, January 16th. The Freedom March will begin at 10, right outside Heritage Hall, and the program will begin at 11. There will also be a Unity Breakfast beginning at 6:30 a.m. at the Lexington Convention Center. The cost is $25. The breakfast involves individuals from all walks of life as guest speakers and program participants and is open to everyone. The breakfast supports the Alpha Phi Alpha Education Foundation's many, many community outreach programs and allows the foundation to acknowledge individuals and organizations who promote unity within the community. That'll be a great event also. You can log on to Lexington Herald Leader webpage, kentucky.com, and scroll through the social events, and they have information there about the breakfast as well as the march, and the program. It's not a parade. It's a march. Other things going on January 16th will include many things going on. There's something going on that evening out at Embassy Suites on Newtown Pike. 11:30 a.m. is the 12th annual Coretta Scott King Spirit of Ivy Awards Luncheon. Judge Pamela Goodwine will be the speaker out there. Transylvania University has Morian Gallery. They have, beginning next Friday, January 13th through Tuesday, January 14th, they're having a visual and written culture, talking about visual artists and poets. That'll be a good thing. But they are actually closed on Martin Luther King Day. But any other time between Friday, January 13th and Tuesday, February 14th, you can get out there and see some stuff. I believe they are open from noon to 5 at Transylvania University Morian Gallery. Martin Luther King Day is a good day to get out and do some community service. There is quite a few events going on around the community, stuff you can do to participate in the community, and do what Reverend King would like for you to be doing, and giving back to your community as you can.
I see the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through.
You are listening to Aging Adventures. I am Lydia Jacobs. You are tuned into WLXU 93.9 Lexington Community Radio. We've been talking about Dr. Martin Luther King, everything he accomplished, everything his what he did in his short life is still being built on daily, everywhere throughout the world. I'm going to move on just a little bit. I told you Lexington has some great conferences, some great opportunities for seniors to get out and become more active, learn more information about what's going on, more health-related stuff. One of those conferences we have coming up is the Challenges and Opportunities of Aging Conference. This Challenges and Opportunities of Aging Conference, this will be the 34th year for this conference. It will be held this year on Friday, May 19th, out at Northeast Christian Church. That's out in Hamburg. Very easy to get to, very level, no stairs, very accessible. For 34 years, this conference has been going on here in Kentucky, put together by volunteers, organizations. We have some great organizations that help pay the cost for people to attend. Registration starts at 8:30. We have a light breakfast. We have a keynote speaker for an hour. We do two sessions where you pick the session you would like to go to from 9 to 10, also from 10 to 11. We have four sessions at each time frame, so you can pick in the 9 o'clock session to go hear someone talk about scams from the state attorney general's office. And then you might at the 11 o'clock session pick, I'm going to try Zumba. So, and then we have lunch and we have a speaker during lunch. Lunch is provided. And then we have another session at 1:00. And you might go hear about a representative from the Lexington Fayette Urban County Police Department talk about safety and just stuff that you need to be aware of, how to be safe at home and when you're in the mall and when you're traveling and all kinds of stuff. We had a police department representative at the conference last year. He was phenomenal. So I'm hoping we can get him or someone from the police department to come out and do a session for us. They are very well received at the Challenges and Opportunities of Aging Conference. We do have a confirmation from Gurney Norman, who is an author here in Kentucky. He writes a lot of Appalachian stories. He is a confirmed speaker. Martha Duncan, she works over at the Lexington Senior Center. She is going to speak on our brand new Senior Center facility, what kind of activities are going on over there. What kind of trips. She's going to be able to talk about some of the trips they're doing, overnight trips as well as day trips. And we have a gentleman who is going to speak on the Veterans Administration and the Aid and Attendance Program. anytime I hear somebody say the Veterans Administration, I'm kind of like, oh no, because it's so hard that it's hard to understand anything going on at the VA, the programs. So if you can get someone to speak to a group of people and who can do it so that the group understands what the gentleman is saying and kind of make it clean cut, I think it's very worthwhile to get that person out. And this gentleman who is going to speak is definitely that caliber person. He will be able to make those people in that session understand about the aid and attendance program, the paperwork required, everything you need to do to qualify for that. We are also hoping for someone to elder law attorney. We usually always have an elder law attorney at the Challenges and Opportunities of Aging Conference, and they speak on different stuff, different topics, whatever is out in the community, whatever people are talking about, whatever's got people's interest up. We are in the process of trying to get a pharmacist or a pharmacy, someone from a pharmacy to talk about medications and, you know, how do you know if what you're taking is right? And how do you know what this pill's not contradicting this pill? You know, we all go to many doctors. You might see three or four doctors, but they don't know. Dr. A doesn't know what Dr. C has written, the prescriptions. And your pharmacist, though, your pharmacist has got your health. Your pharmacist can tell you a lot, especially if you use one pharmacy where they've got all of your medications. They will be the one who will let you know what? Dr. A prescribed this, but when you're taking that medication from Dr. C, those two might interact. So I'm a huge proponent of having a great relationship with a pharmacist. So the Challenges of Opportunities of Aging Conference on Friday, May 19th, Northeast Christian Church, goes from 8:30 to about 2:15. $10 registration fee, includes breakfast, just a light breakfast, Danish cold type stuff, yogurt, fruit. Includes breakfast and lunch. It's a wonderful day. It's a wonderful conference. This will be the 34th year. That conference has a whole lot to offer our seniors and our caregivers here in the community. So if you are interested, you can log on to, you can email me, agingadventures@bgadd, and I will get you on the list and we'll get you some information out when we should be getting out a save the date card in the next, in the next month. And we'll get you on the list so you can hear what's going on. You're listening to Aging Adventures. This is Lydia Jacobs. You are programmed on to WLXU, Lexington Community Radio, 93.9. I'd like to finish up the show. One more thing about the Challenges and Opportunities of Aging Conference. If you are interested in volunteering, if you would like to be an exhibitor, if you would like to be an attendee, get in touch with me, agingadventures@bgadd.org. We are always looking for volunteers, and we love exhibitors. We have about 150, 200 people attend this conference, and we have 30 to 40 exhibitors. It's a very well-attended conference. We would love to have you exhibit. We'd love to have you volunteer. We would most definitely love to have you attend. So let me know. I'll keep everyone listening updated. We'll get you a save the date card and get you a registration form when they come out mid to late April. We got a lot going on at the Lexington Senior Center in January. Next Friday, January 13th at 1 o'clock, they are going to be celebrating the life of Dr. Martin Luther King. They will have light refreshments, but you do need to sign up in advance. I think everyone's heard me say that phone number numerous times, 859-278-6072. Every month over at the Lexington Senior Center, they have an educational session called Now You Know. Now You Know. This month, the topic is about the Veterans Administration healthcare system, and they are going to have a hospital representative there who can talk to you about how to enroll, what your benefits are, and the costs associated with care. That Now You Know session, learning about the VA healthcare system, will be held on Wednesday, January 18th, and it will begin at 10:30. It's one hour long at the Lexington Senior Center. I do not see that you need to call ahead, but it might not be a bad idea just to call and make sure you don't need to register. They've got tons of activities going on. I could have spent all hour talking about the many different stuff, things and classes and projects they have going on. But one thing that caught my eye was a charcoal class. This is going to be held on Wednesdays, February 8th. It doesn't begin for a month. February 8th through March 15th. It's from noon to 2. It's 2 hours long. I don't know if it has to be that long because of the charcoal, the process with the charcoal, but it would be very fun to go and take a charcoal class. Begins February 8th at noon. You learn how to make your very own charcoal drawings, and you'll be taught the basics of drawing objects and people. So that'll be a good class. They've still got their pastels class. They've still got watercoloring. They've got pottery, ceramics, a couple of sewing classes. Another thing they're offering over there, which will begin Wednesday, January 11th, is the Brain Power class. This is a short class. It's only 4 weeks. Brain Power class. I like this class for the winter. Begins January 11th, starts at 10 a.m. It's a word and numbers games, tips and tricks to engage your mind during the long winter months. Sudoku, card games, all that kind of stuff. Stuff you can learn on Wednesday and use all week just to keep your mind healthy and not let you get down in the woldrums of winter. They've got a couple of extended trips coming up. You can give them a call and they can hook you up with who you need to talk to. They've got, they're very interested in starting some more support groups. Amanda Patrick is the social worker at the Lexington Senior Center who is kind of overseeing those support groups. If you're interested in a support group at the Lexington Senior Center or know of a group that could help, that could use a support group, a group of individuals, give Amanda a call over at 278-6072. The Senior Center will be closed on Martin Luther King Day. They have a movie matinee on January 24th, and the Now You Know information session about the VA on January 18th. There's a lot going on this weekend. It's going to be very, very cold. Don't get out and get cold. Oh, man, I hate that. But, you know, Kentucky weather, it's either cold or it's hot. We're going to complain it's hot. We're going to complain it's cold. So take care of yourself this weekend. I would like to say thank you to everyone who gave to the Good Giving Guide Challenge. Lexington Community Radio is supported by people like you who donate, people like you who give, people like you who tune in every week and give feedback on our shows. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. What can we do to improve? What would you like to hear? You can do that at lexingtoncommunityradio.org. We are always open to that. And we would like to thank each of you for supporting True Community Radio and Lexington Community Radio. One other thing with the cold weather, please, if you know of an elder, if you know of someone who's caregiving, if you know of someone who might be having, you know, kind of lives alone, doesn't really have anybody to watch out for them, give them a call this weekend and check up on them and just make sure they're okay. Make sure they have heat, make sure they have water. And please don't leave your pets out for extended amounts of time. Got to take care of our pets. They provide a lot of emotional support for us. And we don't, even though they have a fur coat on, we don't want to leave them out in the cold too long. It's going to be very cold tonight, so keep your pets and check on your elders and check on your friends. Even if your friends are 25, 30 years old, check on everyone. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Aging Adventures. You've been listening to WLXU 93.9 Lexington Community Radio.